why you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, I'm on, ladies and gentlemen. I am here. And we are going to be accompanied in just a few moments by a friend who, of course, used to be here quite often. And he's come back tonight to guest host and co-host and speak to you, Scott Smith. Yes, indeed, Mr. Scott Smith, man of extraordinary abilities and talents. A lot of fascinating research he's done and I've done, and we will talk about it, and there will be much to for you to, shall we say, digest tonight. But I guess to set the tone, first let me set my Friday night tone. This is what I used to do when I was on radio local. So I have to start it right now, ladies and gentlemen, if I can find it. Where is it? Of course it would stop, naturally. Naturally it would stop, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to get it, though. I swear I'm going to get it. By golly, I am going to do it. Make no mistake about it. I have an introduction here that I think will set the tone and will provide you with accompaniment, as they say. Real, true, blue accompaniment. How's that, huh? All right. Well, it'll come. It'll come, ladies and gentlemen. I promise you that. But anyway, I believe that Scott Smith is on the line. Is he?
Rick.
Hello, Scott.
Hi, Rick.
Good to have you here, Scott.
I'm very happy to be with you tonight and all your listeners and with the RBN group. God bless
Amen.
Them all.
Well, it's been a long time, and I certainly welcome you back from that period of time when you have been listening and contributing to and supporting us here at RBN. And now it's time for you and me to co-host and chitty-chat about a number of important issues tonight. And there's things on your mind, and there are things on my mind, plus current event issues that need to be discussed.
There's definitely a lot going on, Rick.
No shortage of things important to talk about, right?
No, you always say, I'm like a fly in a nudist colony.
Yes.
Well, I like to think of my, you don't know where to start.
That's it.
Isn't that how it kind of goes?
Yes.
I like to think of myself as a mosquito there, you know.
All right.
I'm going to try and draw some blood here.
Okay, that's fine. That's good enough.
You know,
sure.
Just flying around isn't enough for me.
Absolutely.
I want blood.
Well, we have a lot of things to talk about, and I know that you, when we come back at some point, you want to read Patrick Henry, a speech from Patrick Henry's repertoire.
Right.
You want to
right.
apply it to the government in Washington today. I won't say the American government, but I will say the government in Washington today that is quickly beginning to assume police powers that are almost totally unimaginable.
Right. And you know, I really didn't have to change that much to update this particular speech that mm-hmm. Patrick Henry gave on March 23rd,
sure.
1775. And I really recite this in support of Mr. Ed Brown and his wife and all
yes.
those assisting them up in New Hampshire.
Absolutely. Ed Brown, and we'll talk about that too. And Scott Smith and Rick Adams, Paul Revere and Patrick Henry, Uncensored Radio Free America. We shall be right back in about 3 minutes.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run. Because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Suddenly, in 1940, I began to be buffeted from side to side. My first thought was that the machine had a mechanical defect or a part had worn out. Stopped was in 1917, 23 years ago, and the war with Germany was still waging. Now in the air with flying machines. Then I realized the truth of the matter. This was a new war. I decided to push on into time and see the outcome of this.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen. I couldn't resist. I'm sorry. I just could not resist that opportunity. That's the way I used to begin my Friday night program on local radio. Ah, yes, indeed. It never ends. The campaign of humiliation, hate, and warfare has a way of continuing to wend its way forward. And Scott Smith can attest to that. Hey, Scott?
Well, Rick, we've been working together for a while now, and I do miss the times that we had together up at the local radio station up there in Providence, Rhode Island. Where,
amen. And you being a next-door neighbor, it was quite satisfying to both of us.
Well, and Jack Blood was up there too, and it was a real good time. I enjoyed it and cut my teeth up there with you.
Amen. So. Now, did you want to read that first, the words of Patrick Henry, before we get started?
I would like to, because
I
think it's really, really pertinent to what is happening today.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, this is from Patrick Henry giving his speech before the House gathered previous to the Declaration of Independence. And I think some of the things and his ideas in this particular speech, give me liberty or give me death speech, was incorporated into our Declaration of Independence. But, what Patrick Henry, the idea he's trying to get across was it's no longer time to sit. Time to get up and get mm-hmm. into action.
Yes.
So I think that I'll just start. He goes on. He says, no man thinks more highly than I do of the patriotism as well as the abilities of the very worthy gentlemen who are listening tonight. But different men often see the same subject in different lights, and therefore I hope it will not be thought disrespectful to you gentlemen if entertaining as I do opinions of a character very opposite to yours. I shall speak forth my sentiments freely and without reserve. This is no time for ceremony. The question before us is one of awful moment to this country. For my own part, I consider it as nothing less than a question of freedom or slavery. And in proportion to the magnitude of the subject ought to be the freedom of the debate. It is only in this way that we can hope to arrive at truth and fulfill the great responsibility which we hold to God and our country. Should I keep back my opinions at such a time through fear of giving offense, I should consider myself as guilty as treason towards my country and of an act of disloyalty toward the majesty of heaven, which I revere above all earthly kings. Brothers and sisters, it is natural to man to indulge in the illusions of hope. We are apt to shut our eyes against the painful truth and listen to the song of that siren till she transforms us into beasts. It is the part of wise men engaged in a great and arduous struggle for liberty. Are we disposed to be of the number of those who, having eyes, see not, and having ears, hear not, the things which are so nearly concerned, their temporal salvation? For my part, whatever anguish of spirit it may cause, I am willing to know the whole truth, to know the worst, and to provide for it. I have but one lamp by which my feet are guided, and that is the lamp of experience. I know of no way of judging of the future but by the past. And judging by the past, I wish to know what there has been in the conduct of the U.S. government for the last 10 years, to justify those hopes with which gentlemen have pleased to solace themselves. Is it that insidious smile with which our petition has been lately received? Trust it not, sir. It will prove a snare to your feet. Suffer not yourselves to be betrayed with a kiss. Ask yourselves how this gracious reception of our petition comports with those warlike preparations which cover our waters and darken our land. Are fleets and armies necessary to a work of love and reconciliation? Have we shown ourselves so unwilling to be reconciled that force must be called in to win back our love? Let us not deceive ourselves, sir. These are the implements of war and subjugation, the last arguments to which kings resort. I ask, gentlemen, sir, what means this martial array if its purpose be not to force us into submission? Can gentlemen assign any other possible motive for it? Has America any enemy in this quarter of the world? To call for all this accumulation of navies and armies. No, sir, she has none. They are meant for us. They can be meant for none other. They are enforced to bind and rivet upon us those chains which the New World Order have been so long forging. And what have we to oppose them? Shall we try argument? Sir, we have been trying that for the last 10 years. Have we anything new to offer upon the subject? Nothing. What have held the subject up in every light of which it is capable? But it has all been in vain. Shall we resort to entreaty and humble supplication? What terms shall we find which have not already been exhausted? Let us not, I beseech you, sir, deceive ourselves. We have done everything that we could be done to avert the storm which is now coming on. We have petitioned. We have remonstrated. We have supplicated. We have prostrated ourselves before the Congress and have implored its interposition to arrest the tyrannical hands of the New World Order. Our petitions have been slighted. Our remonstrances have produced additional violence and insult. Our supplications have been disregarded, and we have been spurned with contempt by our own government. In vain, after these things, may we indulge the fond hope of peace and reconciliation. There is no longer any room for hope. If we wish to be free, if we mean to preserve inviolate those inestimable privileges for which we have been so long contending, if we mean not basely to abandon the noble struggle in which we have been so long engaged and which we have pledged ourselves never to abandon, until the glorious object of our contest shall be obtained, we must fight. I repeat it, sir, we must fight. An appeal to arms and to the God of hosts is all that is left us. They tell us, sir, that we are weak, unable to cope with so formidable an adversary. But when shall we be stronger? Will it be next week or next year? Will it be when we are totally disarmed and when a military guard shall be stationed in every house? Shall we gather strength by irresolution and inaction? Shall we acquire the means of effective resistance by lying supinely on our backs and hugging the delusive phantom of hope until our enemies have bound us hand and foot? Sir, we are not weak if we make a proper use of those means which the God of nature hath placed in our power. The millions of people, armed in the holy cause of liberty, and in such a country as that which we possess, are invincible by any force which our enemy can send against us. Besides, sir, we shall not fight our battles alone. There is a just God who presides over the destinies of nations and who will raise up friends to fight our battles for us and with us. The battle, sir, is not to the strong alone. It is to the vigilant, the active, the brave. Besides, sir, we have no election. If we were base enough to desire it, it is now too late to retire from the contest. There is no retreat but in submission and slavery. Our chains are forged. Their clanking may be heard on the plains of Boston. The war is inevitable. Let it come. I repeat it, sir. Let it come. It is in vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry, peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war is actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is it that gentlemen wish? What would they have?
Yep.
Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of change and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what cuts others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
Amen. And we got to take a break. Very well put. We'll be right back, Scott. I'm Rick Adams, Scott Smith.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about.
Now
do you know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267. Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
And we're back now. Scott Smith is with me, and Scott, that was quite a rendition, and boy, it is applicable. If ever in our nation's history, it is more applicable now than it was in his day, would you say not? What would you say, Scott? I think so. Can't even hear you anymore. Here you are.
Sorry, I say just as much, if not more.
I thought you were silenced.
Yep.
I thought you were silenced, you know?
When was the last time you heard that, Rick?
I don't know, but it's, you know, we're, well, anyway, it was very good of you to read that.
Well, you know, it's a big no-no to read on the radio. But
that's why we did it. We always do no-nos.
Well, you know, that's what we do. And the two of us, we have this program called The Deadly Experiment.
Television.
And what do we, yes, the local access cable that you so, mm-hmm. So fortuitously work on. I mean, people don't understand that, you know, you just do you do a lot more than the radio program on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on that.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Scott. You applied this to the Ed Brown situation, and of course, you know,
well, he's doing something, Rick.
And John Clark was on my show last week, and as you know, and John Clark made the comment recently that he thinks they're going to wait. That is, the criminals, the marshals, the deputies, the feds are going to wait until the sentencing in April takes place. So that may be an interesting time. That may be a day of reckoning for some, Scott.
Well, you know, Rick, what happens is every time somebody like Ed Brown comes up, they have a tendency to back off because that kind of exposure they don't want. They want to operate in the dark. They want to operate in the corners. They do not want to operate in the daylight. And a guy like Ed Brown pulls them out of their little darkness and into the light so that they can be evaluated by a great number of people. And they don't want that. So, you know, they're sitting up there trying to figure out what they're going to do with this guy. And God bless all those people who are supporting him. And he has support more than he knows. And right. So do all of his brethren up there.
Amen. Amen. If you'd like to speak with us tonight, Scott Smith and Rick Adams, you can join in. Any topic is fair game, 1-800-313-9443. But, you know, Scott, I do want to introduce a subject that I mentioned to you privately just the other day that I know you are well-versed in, and I was at the time when it broke. It was a story reported only in certain alternative media, but it was an absolutely documented story nonetheless, and it had to do with the chief of staff, I believe, in the office of Senator Jacob Javits at the time. And this goes back a few decades now, but what was his name? Do you recall?
The Harold
Rosenthal?
Rosenthal.
Was that his name?
Yeah. Harold Wallace Rosenthal. And it was a 1976 interview.
Right.
And it was done by Mr. Walter White. And it's not something that the neocon Jews want out there because they can't call it a forgery and a fake and a fraud because it's all on tape. And then it was put into, you know, the written word.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got tapes of this that support it, so they just try to ignore it.
And what is it that we have tapes of? That's what I want to get into.
Well, what it is that these people who are in control, the international gangster banksters that are ushering in the New World Order, they become so arrogant in their work that they could care less whether you know about it or not. And this guy, Rosenthal, who worked for Jacob Javits, came right out and said that, you know, it's too late for you guys. And this is back in 1976.
For you guys, meaning what? The Goy?
The Goy. Anybody who's not of the synagogue of Satan, let's say, because they hate that when you call them the synagogue of Satan, as it states in Revelations chapter 2 and 3, verse 9. You know, here's one little statement:
right.
We Jews toy with the American public as a cat toys with a mouse. You know,
now, this was him saying it, and it's all been recorded and all been printed out. And, of course, it's amazing how the press, so-called legitimate press in this country, just stomped on that and treated it like it was total fiction, even though it had been clearly stated and clearly documented. And this man was speaking with loose lips, and you know what happened to him. It wasn't long after that he died.
Right.
He was wiped out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a man who made a bold admission about, if you want to call it, the verbal protocols of Zion. But he made the statement nonetheless. And now no one can say it was a forgery. No one can say it was fictitious. And we'll talk about that a little bit and other things when we come back. We've already got callers lined up. All right, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, and the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We'll be right back with Scott Smith, Patrick Henry.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com. Or call 800-724-2719.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
All right, we are back. And Scott Smith, as we were just saying, we already have a bunch of calls, and we'll just put them off for a few moments. Due to the fact that I did want you to recall, if you will, exactly what happened in 1976, I believe, and Mr. Lowenstein, I mean, not Lowenstein, Mr. Rosenthal opened his big fat trap, and he had it shut for him because he was speaking out of school, and he was becoming an embarrassment, okay?
Right.
What was the chronology? What exactly did he say, Scott, if you refresh us?
It's pretty amazing. You can get this. There's 25 pages of this particular interview that went on and on for hours.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes pretty much in support of what the protocols say. Everything that Harold Rosenthal said...
Mm-hmm.
Totally supported, and to this day supports what the plan is. I call it the plan, and it is the synagogue of Satan and Lucifer's plan of slavery for mankind.
Mm-hmm.
And Harold Rosenthal came out and just said the whole thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about anti-Semitism. There's no such thing as anti-Semitism. You know, it's just something that we use to beat you guys up when you know, we brand you as a bigot. Here he is right here. It says, anti-Semitism does not signal. This is Rosenthal now.
Yeah.
Jacob Javits' aide. Anti-Semitism does not signify opposition to Semitism. There is no such thing. It is an expression we Jews use effectively as a smear word used to brand as a bigot like you guys, anyone who brings criticism against the Jews. We use it against hate mongers. And that's a quote from Harold Rosenthal. So, I mean, and it just goes on and on. You know, if people want to know what the plan is and what is taking place, what has been going on and what will go on in the future, the protocols of the Elders of Zion, whether they be fakes, forgeries, whatever it is, it really doesn't matter, as Henry Ford said, because it fits. And if it fits, and I can see it, it doesn't make a difference whether, you know, you call it a forgery. And that's what they did. And if it's a forgery, where's the original?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the original could be worse than what we're reading here. Who knows?
Yeah, and you can anyone can go right on the web and just type in the name of Harold Rosenthal and his death, and you will find a plethora of sites, including one from, Daryl Bradley Smith, I believe. Daryl Bradford Smith. And you know him.
Oh,
and, of course,
God.
There are others as well. Rents has done a tremendous outline of what he has found out about Mr. Rosenthal. And the whole point of bringing this to the attention of people tonight is because when the subject came up the other night, when we had on Matt Johnson, Professor Johnson, and he, said, I'm not going to believe that they are authentic. That is the protocols. I don't necessarily subscribe to them being totally authentic. However, you know, the sum and substance of what is said there is certainly verifiable, and that's the whole point. Now, we don't have to argue over the protocols. You know, that was in the days when Henry Ford had his own newspaper, the Dearborn Independent, and he would publish these things. Now we have this 1976 scenario and a letter from this man dealing with his boasting, his arrogance, as you say, and his presumption of total victory over the goyim, as it were. So he came out and made the proclamations that, hey, we're in charge here, and you're nothing but a bunch of little goy cattle that are being led to the slaughter.
Right. Exactly.
And whether you like it or not, that's the way it is, and there's nothing you're going to do about it.
That's right.
Well, all hell broke loose after that, didn't it?
Right, and they ended up, I didn't think he was on a plane trip, I forget, somewhere in Turkey or something. I forget how he got killed, but it didn't take him long. It only took him, not much time.
Well, they say that, he was murdered. Now, maybe he was given a special exit to Israel and a new identity. We don't know, just as others, Jack Ruby and others may have. But the fact of the matter is he was silenced.
That's
he was
right.
Speaking out of school.
Right, he was. And it's simple things like they're asking, this guy White asked them about crypto Jews or Jews who frequently, we asked, why do Jews frequently change their names? And this is what Rosenthal said. He says, Jews are the most intelligent people in the world. So if it benefits them to change their name, they do so. That's all there is to it. Mm-hmm. They mix in your society, which is plenty corrupt. So while the Jews are benefiting themselves, the dumb goy doesn't realize that these Jews with non-Jew names are Jews.
Mm-hmm.
So, the deception is satanic.
And Charlie Wiseman, who has written several books
on the Bible and the Scriptures. He notes in some of the forums here that the problem that we see today was evidenced right there in the time that Jesus walked the earth, and Jesus saw them, that particular tribe, as being of the synagogue of Satan. And, of course, he identified them as sons of their father, who was Satan. And
right.
Matthew 10:16, you know, he said, we are to be wise as serpents, but harmless as doves. And as
gentle
Charlie,
as doves.
Charlie
yep.
Wiseman says, America and the world is now covered in political, economic, moral, and social problems which need to be acted upon by Christian people. As
right.
Ed Burke said, the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. And that, my friends, from June 1992, Charlie Wiseman, and he's written, as you know, several books on this subject. But here was Jacob...
Believe it or not, Rick, I'm
sure.
Actually, the 25-page synopsis I hear of the interview is done by Wiseman in 1992, June 1990.
Right.
That's what
that's
I'm holding in my hand right here that I'm quoting from.
Exactly. He's done yeoman work on this subject. And Who Is Esau? Edom is one of his books. And he's basically traces it right down to these people who call themselves Jews, but indeed, in fact, are not, but are
right.
of the synagogue of Satan. And that is what we talk about, this tiny group, but powerful group. And they were around after the flood as well as before the flood. They were preserved. They were had to be preserved so that they can continue to do what they do best. And that is kill, murder, maim, destroy, right up until the end of this age. The real Israel and the counterfeit are really at a war here, and it's a spiritual warfare, and only the elect out of spiritual Israel are going to be able to deal with the sword of justice here. Most people
That's right.
don't know who Israel is. They don't know who the Canaanites are, but they're going to find out pretty soon as we reach the end of this war, Scott.
Right. We just keep going into it deeper and deeper. And these people who are perpetrating this on us, Rick, you know, here's another quote from Rosenthal.
Mm-hmm.
It says, most Jews throughout the world, I'd say more than 90%, know what is really happening. We have communication unequaled anywhere. It is only the jerks, the ignorant and misinformed and degenerates who can find peace in your society. And you bastards hide your sins by donning sheep's clothes. You are hypocrites, not the Jews. You know, it just goes on and on.
Mm-hmm.
He was amazing. And that was part of White's question about do Jews control, and was the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia a Jewish a Jewish
yeah,
plan and
was,
a, and a
yeah.
Jewish right, and he goes on to say that in Russia there is the invisible government and the visible government, and it's the invisible government that is taking us in the directions that we're going.
And exactly true. It is an invisible hand, and it is the hidden tyranny, as it is referred to by none other than Charles Wiseman and many others. Okay, listen, we've got calls, Scott. Let's entertain
Great.
Calls, and we'd
Great.
Love to hear from our audience, many out there seeking to get through. There might be one line available for you at 800-313-9443. Let's start with Jim in Pennsylvania. Hello, Jim.
Hello, yes. Our enemies are calling themselves the ACLU.
Uh-huh.
And their job is to tell us that the American Bar Association and its members are not our enemies, that they do wonderful things for us, and they are defending our rights. We have inviolate rights, the right of trial by jury. We also have the right of presumption of innocence, and the inherent right of indictment by grand jury. And
right.
when we do write down these rights as inviolate law, such as the right of trial by jury, they use it to wipe their ass. And the ones we didn't write down, they also abolish.
Right. It's a goddamn, nope. just a goddamn piece of paper, and you can do with it what you want.
That's what George Bush says, but let's watch the language, all right? Okay.
Well, my rear end is
yeah.
What
well, you can be a little
to.
More delicate.
I'm talking about the fact that we're living in a place where we don't have the right of criminal accusation. We don't have any inviolate law, and
that's right.
Even if we do write it down, this doesn't matter. We're going to abolish it. They sent men with guns to my home because I publicly denounced them.
Good.
They are dragging me through the courts in a game of harassment, and they can't
really?
Win. So they just keep on threatening me and terrorizing me. It's the newspapers that are supporting them here in Berks County, Pennsylvania, and because I publicly denounced the Red Eagle Newspaper Company and the Berks County Bar Association as a gang of thugs and violent criminals, they send men with guns to my home to assault me and
sounds
drag
like
me into court and call me a criminal.
Right. Sounds like a Chris Bolin story again, only you don't have the microphone and the kind of exposure that he's got. But this kind of thing is going on all over the country. And they pick out the people like yourself one at a time and get them all tied up and put the fear of Satan into the people so that they'll acquiesce. And you know, it's time for us to stand together because one at a time they'll pick us off.
There is no criminal indictment being practiced in the courts of Pennsylvania. The right of criminal indictment means the right of indictment by grand jury, and they've abolished criminal indictment, and they're filling up the prisons as fast as they can so they can sell their victims protection from the mafia. And they're selling another lie, which is you have the right to be represented by a member of our mafia.
Right, exactly.
The Bar
well,
Association.
You know, Jim,
we have one right, and that is to be accountable to our neighbors, to our fellow citizens, for our actions. It is not the right to be represented by somebody else.
Jim,
yeah.
When Jesus condemned people, he condemned three groups: the scribes, who wrote the law down; the Pharisees, who oversaw the religious laws; and the lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them were condemned by God and said, you know, you make all these rules for the people and yet you do not lift a finger to help them. And the lawyers have sold their souls to the devil. I could have been a lawyer. People told me I could have been a great lawyer. And it's like the last thing in the world I want to be is a lawyer that's going to hell. Mm-hmm. And most of them, if not all of them, are heading that way. Except the ones who get themselves out of the Bar Association and start doing things properly. And that's the only way they're going to save their soul.
All right, Jim, we got to move along,
though.
Thank you. Thank
you
for your situation, your retelling of your story. I'm with you. Scott's with you. And unfortunately, there are too many stories like that. It's not just in Pennsylvania, but it's in Massachusetts, and it's in New Hampshire, and it's in Idaho and Rhode Island and everywhere. But, this is the battle we're fighting today. And, you know, I was listening, Scott, to one of these cuckoo talk show hosts, these syndicated hosts, and someone brought this subject up about, you know, about the law and what it really is. And the host said, oh, I know all about the drapes, and I know all about the flag, and I know all about the bars and stars, and I know all about admiralty law. I've heard it. But you know what? What you going to do about it? There's really nothing's going to be done about it. And he was just an idiot proving the point that if you don't talk about it, sure there's not going to be anything done about it because you're reading from a script prepared by George Bush and prepared by that crowd that is responsible for making this a urinating contest between the Democrats and the Republicans. You should be on the real issues like we are. But you wouldn't dare because you know who butters your bread,
right.
Don't you?
Right. You know, they all do. And there was just a report this week, the big news coming out of the Jewish Boston Globe, owned by the Schulzberger's New York Times people, was how that 10% of the state troopers in Massachusetts make more than $140,000 a year. $140,000 a year to be a police officer. Now, why are they getting paid that much? So that they can do and be the goon squad and take their orders. Because if you just pay them $30,000, they're not going to do the dastardly deeds that they have to do in order to get their pension. So,
and the salary is just part of the reimbursement package. They have the pensions, and they have all of these special padded benefits that come with being in, quote, law enforcement. It used to be peace officers we used to talk about.
Right.
Now they're enforcers of the law.
Right.
And that tells us something. What a change in philosophy. What a change, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Our number is 800-313-9443. Let's start with Dave in Wyoming. Hello, Dave.
Hello,
hey.
Rick.
Yes.
Hi,
yeah,
David.
I appreciate your program and having Scott on again. It's been almost a year, it seems like, and he used to be on every Friday night.
Yep.
And I always enjoyed listening to you fellows and the comments you made.
That's
and,
right.
Rick, I wanted to give you a compliment. You're the only talk show host I know that recognizes a spiritual problem in America, and everybody else thinks they're going to get a bunch of patriots out here that disunited and get them all together to fight this thing, and they'll end up fighting each other is what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But
right, that's exactly what they want.
All right, stay where you are, Dave. We got the break now, and we'll come right back to you in just 3 minutes. Scott Smith, Rick Adams, the dynamic duo tonight. We'll be right back on Uncensored Radio Free America.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, and Friday night, a little different, you know, a little different speed tonight. We have Scott Smith with us, and we've had so many people come on different, you know, we've had on Tim Goodness and Scott Smith and Joe Church and all of our good buddies that get together with us, Scott, as you know, and bring out these important points that no one else is going to bring out, like Dave from Wyoming. Dave, you're back again, sir.
Yeah, Rick, I want to ask you guys both a question.
Yeah, go ahead. And, yeah, sure.
Now that the ship is sinking, I heard that the criminals are starting to jump ship and move to China.
Yep. Yeah?
I'm wondering if you've heard anything about that.
Now, which criminals? Now, there's so many. I mean, all
the
of
Jews.
Them.
Jewish. The, oh. Jewish criminals.
The Jews are setting. David's exactly right. That is why, for the last 20 years, since NAFTA, and they gave China the world, they can trade in the world. They gave them status. And the reason why all of our jobs have been exported to China is because that's where they plan to go. This America, which they used and now have left, is the thing that's standing in the way of their new world order, where the Chinese will work towards procuring it for them, and that's what their operation is. That's why all the means of capital, of production, have been moved to China, because they're getting ready to go there. That's what they're doing. I've read and studied this.
They want to be on the winning side, huh?
And that's why, you know, they were able, well, I think it was last week, to blow up a satellite orbiting the Earth. They got that technology from Lockheed.
Yep.
They send these guys over to the Los Alamos secret nuclear base and steal all the... And they're allowed to do it and get away with it. And we sit here like stupid goy and watch them do it. It's amazing.
Dave?
Yeah, I just... I guess that China has enough... military manpower to fulfill their needs to finish conquering the world, then, doesn't it?
Well, they do, and it's part of the biblical prophecy of a 200 million man army, and there's no one else in the world who can really put that together except for the Chinese.
All righty. Well, so, thank you, fellas.
Thank you, Dave. And, you know, Scott, thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate your comments. It all fits. Listen to this. Here we go again. The propaganda is that we're going to go back to talking with North Korea about its nuclear ambitions, when, in fact, you and I both know that the imposition of China on North Korea and trying to rein them in, as it were, is a ruse. It's
right.
An absolute ruse. The simple reason is because Red China is the problem, not North Korea. And it is a fact that Red China has been a buddy-buddy client state with the state of Israel and the city of Jerusalem. And without them, China would not be able to get through the back door all of the sophisticated technology to threaten us here in the United States. Now, who is the one that we won't talk to? What nation allegedly having nuclear ambitions is the nation that we say positively George Bush will not sit down and talk with its leader publicly, privately, and recognize them in any way? Iran. Why? Because Iran, essentially, is a target of the state of Israel. So you see, it all ties together. We'll be right back. Scott Smith, Rick Adams, hour number two. More of your calls just ahead, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.